Okay, this is David Corus. I'll call the meeting to order at 10:02, which per the minute seems to be our typical start time. I'll do a quick roll call here and then we'll get into the agenda. John Johnson?
Yes, here.
Parker Wise?
Here.
Dan Krupnik?
Here.
And Jeff Beckham?
Here.
And Don Frost. Okay, we have a quorum, and the next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from our December 15th meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved, David. John.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parker. Any comments, requested changes, or discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next item on the agenda is public participation. Andrew, please open the line, and if anyone from the public wishes to speak, please state your name.
Sure, the line is open. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak?
Okay, hearing none, there will be another opportunity at the end of the meeting if anyone so chooses. Item number four on the agenda is the financial update. I'll just introduce this item to say, you know, I think as in months past, we remain well within budget. I'd like to, I presume, Veronica, it was you that added in these remarks, which are very helpful and kind of give us some additional context, and certainly makes understanding our present situation even easier. With that, I think, Veronica, I'll hand it over to you if you have anything that you want to call attention to in the P&L or the escrow account flow.
Okay, thank you. For the budget versus actual, for general ops and bond, which does not include the harbor development agreement numbers, as you can see, I did add some remarks just to let you know what process. I'm still trying to sort out the difference between general ops and bond and the HDA. I think for, and I learn something new as each day goes on. I think for next month, you're going to see a budget versus actual for general ops, a separate one for bond, and then, of course, a separate one for the HDA. So for the one that I've given you today, general ops and bond, there's a few things I wanted to point out to you that I need consideration, thought and consideration to. One of them is, this is for information because since I did this report, I've since learned I was researching 144,000 received from Revolution Wind, and it's my understanding that that is connected to a feasibility study, and I checked with Olivia from Orsted, and that money is coming to the CPA for that study.
So we're gonna spend that 144, is that it?
That's correct.
That's the result of the agreement with the city and the development authority. Veronica, with something like that, I guess I'm just wondering kind of how we'll see that in the future. So I think it's good to have it on the P&L, and it's not bond funds, so having it here as revenue makes sense, and it was unbudgeted. And similarly, I suppose that the engineering study would come up as an unbudgeted expense. Is there a way, though, given that that's restricted, right, and was received for an explicit purpose and can be used for nothing else, Is there a way that the P&L should or would kind of reflect, I mean, I guess the same is true for, you know, for example, the impact fee revenue, which comes from Gateway but has a restricted expense light on line that it's linked to. Is there a way that that should be differentiated versus sort of unrestricted revenue or not?
Yeah, there is. The more I think about this, I definitely set up a new project class number in QuickBooks for this feasibility study. Now, unfortunately, the way QuickBooks is set up, I agree with you, there has to be a way to capture the revenue and expenses that have to do with a specific project so we know what those balances are for that project. And we'll use the feasibility study as a perfect example. Because right now, when you see the revenue line of 0014, the income, that consists of a lot of things that have come in. And I'm leaning towards having a separate revenue line for that feasibility study and a separate revenue, expense account for that study.
Could you label it restricted? Other income restricted? Have a separate account number, other income restricted?
Sure, I can do that. Now, what we have to be careful of, and this is guidance that I received from Ann Halter, we have to be careful that we don't display general op funding, revenues and expenses with, of course, HDA, and then, that bond account, that is, first it was my understanding that was strictly bond money that came from the state, and the expenses were coming out of the Essex account 0987. So I guess I'm asking for some input that would you want, because you have to in your mind know that there's general ops, there's bond, and then there's the HDA. So would this feasibility study fall under a restricted revenue and a restricted expense account under general ops, or should I put it under bond, but it would be restricted to the feasibility study for revenue and expenses?
My inexperienced voice would say it should be under general ops.
Yeah, general ops.
I think I agree, because then that gives at least sort of a clear dividing line where the bond is, rather than the bond being sort of a quote-unquote capital account, the bond account is exclusively funded through state bonds.
Exactly.
Revenue.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Gilby? This is Ann Herder. Veronica and I did have a discussion about this. I was not sure if this 144 was supplementing an already existing bond project, but it sounds like it's a completely separate item altogether.
Yeah.
So,
the latter.
Okay, thank you.
So, there was two reasons for throwing some words in the remarks section. Only to kind of let you all know what's going on, but also to help me, since all of this is so new, and there's a lot of information that I need to keep separated. Just want to let you know, projected revenue. I know that you all are aware of the agreement that NEO is supposed to provide $1,250,000. We haven't received that yet. I did look at last year, and it looks like we received that in early May. So then that's when I expect the 1.25 million
yeah,
to come in for.
It's not, last year's not necessarily precedent on timing, since it's linked to a milestone of the HDA. I would say, based on where we are now, I think that there is even a slight chance that it comes in very early next fiscal year rather than in this. But we can talk about that about that further, but I don't know that we could, we can't clearly say that it would come in the same month as last year is I guess my fundamental point, because it's based on different triggers.
So it may not come in fiscal year 2021 at all?
I think it's possible. I think it's possible that it does not. I think it's possible that it comes in very early next fiscal year. You know, it's an odd thing, whereas, you know, this revenue, the $2.5 million was meant to cover our operating costs, you know, or our deficit in operating costs for some period of time related to construction. But there's not... there's a little bit of a mismatch between the time period for which it's meant to cover and the triggers that, you know, that bring it in. And so, you know, while I'm confident that, you know, it aligns with the overall arc of a kind of multi-year set of expenditures, I don't know that we can say definitively at this moment that it will come in this fiscal year, but
time will tell. Time will tell.
Yeah,
we got plenty of time yet. So Veronica, down on that same page, the last item there, that account number 51800, that's a success fee. Is that, David, is that going to, is that a viable expense going forward, or is that what we closed out on that success rate?
You know, I think you're right. I don't know that there's a need to carry that into future fiscal years for sure.
Yeah, let's delete it.
I can't delete it from QuickBooks because
yeah, you probably can't. But you know, maybe a footnote or something, because I can't imagine there's any more expenses in that item. Can I ask another question, Veronica?
Sure.
On repairs and maintenance on page 252450, what did we spend $21,000 with Bartelli for?
So, John, this is David, and John can jump in. I think that this was related to the water lines, but I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head. But I think it was related to the water lines and the leaking
repair.
Yeah, there was like a valve that needed to be repaired.
Trust. So we have now water down on the pier. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, there is water on the pier.
Okay, so in the event of any emergency, we would have water there. So that's good to know.
Yeah, it services the warehouse.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's restrooms in there.
Yep. Okay. Why isn't New London Public Utilities? Why weren't they paid? $19,000? Your footnote?
I have the invoices to be paid. As you can see, the reason why I was questioning it, not that they're not valid, but there is no budget line.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, the budget line is zero.
Yep.
Normal utilities that have been processed to date is $1,104. So I have $19,410 worth of City of New London Public Works invoices that I have to pay. I needed to make you aware that that under general ops, those bills are coming in and they should be paid.
And the main question here that staff was looking into, and I don't know if we have a resolution or an answer yet, was, you know, the utilities were the responsibility of Gateway when they were, you know, mobilized via the concession agreement,
yep.
And then they became our responsibility subsequently, and we just need to make sure that you know, were not paying for things that they were responsible for. But we would potentially have, it is not surprising that we would have unbudgeted utility costs because we were not anticipating a period of time like the one we've been in for the last few months where Gateway, you know, is no longer operating under the concession agreement, but there is still, you know, activities and customers at the pier. So we do expect that we will have some number of unbudgeted utility costs. We just want to make sure that it's the right number and we're not paying for things that, that Gateway was actually responsible for. And John, I don't know if you know that whether or not we've reached kind of conclusion on that or not, or if we're still assessing that.
So I believe we did reach a conclusion, but I'm not familiar with the details. I know that Joe had talked to Gateway about it, and they had reached some resolution, and I'm not sure exactly what it was. But I
John, those utility bills, I believe, are for the last quarter of 2020, and I think it would be interesting to know in there is a tax that is assessed to the property owners by the city for runoff. And I don't know whether that should be an issue with us or not, but there is a runoff based on the amount of square footage of blacktop. Everybody gets assessed in this city for runoff. On my own properties, I pay $500 a quarter, and it's really a tax. It's not a utility use in a lot of respects. So anyway,
we're paying considerably more than that for stormwater.
Yes, I'm sure we are, and we're a lot bigger.
Well, the invoices that I did receive from the City of New London Public Works were reviewed by Joe Salvador, and he passed them to John and to the finance office for payment.
Okay, so they were.
But. Yes, but I have not paid them yet.
Okay.
So then that must be the number that, I don't remember if that was the same number that we were originally billed or not, but then that must be the number that Joe concluded we are responsible for.
Correct.
So I guess the question is, John and Veronica, whether, you know, I guess the first question is, I think we have to formally shift money from contingency to lines to cover overages so that they don't run into a deficit, but someone can correct me if that's wrong. But assuming that that's correct, I guess, you know, the question to you guys is whether you want us to do that now or if that's something you want to tee up for our next meeting.
Seems to me it would be, we could do it next meeting with rather than taking action right now. We could live with it for a month, can't we?
Yeah, this is Ann. I think for next month, we would look at moving budget numbers around to offset any other deficits that we anticipate. So we'll have a projection column as well, and then you can see what line items we have surpluses in that we can probably use versus hitting the contingency.
Right,
because this is when we would,
and we can see that,
out of the second quarter, this is when we're meant
start
to be
to do
doing
that.
Our sort of budget reconciliation, right? Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So,
that's, and I can have that. I'm sorry, Ian.
Go right ahead.
I could have that list of recommended budget revisions for the meeting in February. However, I just want to point out that these are overdue invoices to the City of New London Public Works. And I mean, I don't know how they would feel about waiting another 30 days to get paid.
If they got to depend on, if they have to depend on that $19,000, and we really got trouble. I think we'll be all right. We'll survive.
Their finance charge? Yeah. I don't know if there's
No, no, they won't bond this charge.
Speaking of, while we're sort of on that topic of the city, have they not invoiced us yet for their $50,000 for the revenue share?
Is that usually at year end?
Was it fiscal year end? I couldn't. I thought it was calendar.
I think it was fiscal year end. I think it's fiscal year end.
We usually ping them too to remind them to invoice us.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like everybody, the city's hurting in terms of staffing and being at the offices and all the rest of it. Everybody's working remote, so I think it's an understandable delay, and they'll understand our delay, too.
Okay. All right, so, Veronica, you'll send out those recommendations prior to next month's meeting for shifts that need to occur to put adequate money in lines to cover outstanding expenses.
Yes.
The same is true for the insurance line item, correct, Veronica?
Yeah, but, you know, with the insurance, I don't know how you want to approach that. I mean, I have invoices from Lockley, and I also have invoices from Stubb. And, you know, the insurance is, all of a sudden, you could get a notice that we're canceling it because of non-payment, so...
Could you pay him $30,000 against a $41,000 bill, which would keep us whole? That'll bring you up to your budget, and then we can adjust for the balance.
See, what you're saying, I will contact Gallery today
and
see if they can get a partial payment up to the amount that we have left in the budget for that budget line item.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Another thing I wanted to point out is that we got the first progress payment from the auditor for $7,500, and the budget goes, so that's something, unless you all have a problem with, I'm just going to process the payment.
Sounds good. We got the money there. Why not do it?
Okay.
Hey, speaking about unpaid things, on the rent, I don't understand why we're 6 months into the year, right? And we've only got 5 months worth, and we've only paid 5 months worth of rent. Is there some reason for that?
And that
we made a payment on 8/14, and then 10/15 we made another payment, which obviously brought us paid September, but I don't know, why are we running behind? There shouldn't be any problem there, right?
And that's the rent payment to...
Saybrook Junction.
Saybrook Junction.
I'll look into it. I'll see why...
Being a landlord, I hate to have tenants behind in their rent, and it doesn't look good for us, so we ought to bring it up to date.
Yeah, I think it's because it's the middle of the month. It's not on the first, it's in the middle, so...
Yeah, I hear you.
I think we're on time.
That's probably right. But we were definitely behind between August and October, so that kind of put us behind, so we're going to catch up.
Veronica, anything else you want to add on the budget?
I just wanted to ask you, were those items I thought would require a little bit more detail, and for the discussion purposes of the meetings every month, I've attached a detailed transaction report. And you know, just looking at the Saybrook Junction vendor, you know, that poses questions. So if you want me to continue to do that, I will. With general ops and bond size. I don't think that I had anything.
Hey, David, this is Jeff. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
About the transaction detail regarding Saybrook Junction, there appear to be payments in July, August, but not September, and then again in October, November, December. Does that go to John's question about the 5 instead of the 6?
I will have to research that. I cannot answer it this time. I'll have to look at the invoices and see when they were paid.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff and David, on the legal side of it, the legal expenses for RNC, it looks to me, based on what Ann and Veronica have given us, that our last bill from them was 930. Is that right, John Henshaw?
I believe that's correct.
You know, they should be billing us every month. Why do we have to get surprised or have to get defensive or whatever? Well, you know, why can't they bill us every month? Like everybody else does, bills us every month. Why can't they? They work for us every month, don't they?
Yep.
Yes, they do.
There seem to be bills pretty regularly through the third quarter there. Did we just simply show the fourth quarter bills yet?
I haven't seen them.
Yeah. Interesting.
And ask if, while we're talking about them, John Henshaw, did they look at the Gateway? Did they sign off on the Gateway proposal? You know the one I mean? We're going to talk about at 12 o'clock. Have they looked at that? Or is that strictly Gateway's work to us?
John, are you referencing the side letter?
Yes, I am. That's right. Thanks.
Yes, they did look at it.
Okay. And they didn't have any problem with it?
No, I'd need to look back at the markup graph, but pretty sure.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion on the budget?
One last thing, David. Can we have a walkthrough on that flow chart that the escrow account structure?
Did you want me to jump in here, or?
I think, you know, I told the numbers up, and it seems to me that it's about $156 million that this chart is accounting for. Is there any coincidence between that number and the projected expense to upgrade the pier?
No, not a coincidence at all. I mean, this represents the committed funding sources from all parties.
That's right.
And the mechanism whereby they flow into the escrow account and flow out for expenses.
Yep. Well, if you follow it through, it's a very good chart. I just wanted to make sure that the numbers coincided with the project's estimates or budgeting.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks. Webster Bank is a really good beneficiary, isn't it? Yeah, I'll tell you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Comments or questions from anyone on that item or anything else financial? Okay. Veronica, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
So next time on the agenda, OPM update, and Jeff, I don't know if either of you had anything that you wanted to update on.
Other than we have processed the paperwork to continue Ann through February. She's graciously agreed to hang on and help us out for a couple more months, notwithstanding the fact that she's getting ready for a big event in March. We'll be distracted from that, but we appreciate that. We're just continuing to work along with the the staff to hopefully wind up our oversight at some point. The MOU similarly expires, the MOU with OPM expires February as well, end of February, and I've got to put some finishing touches on a report to my boss about that, and I thank Andrew for his assistance. I may need a couple more details before I finalize that report, but I'll forward that to everyone before it's done. That's sort of all I had. I don't know if Ann has anything she'd like to speak to.
Yeah, I would just say I think the last several weeks we've been concentrating on the audit for 2020, so my time has been assisting the staff and completing the task list that the auditors have given us, especially with variances between different fiscal years and any activities for last year that they have questions on. So it's kind of my goal is to help out with that, get that audit completed in a timely manner.
And have we corrected our issues about having receipts, or I'm sure all of our receipts are in order and we do not have to go suffer that criticism that we have in the past, right?
I would hope not that we don't have. I mean, July and August, there might be some issues, but I think for most of the fiscal year of 1920 and forward, we
Great.
Should not have that response, Fabulous. That auditor response.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Great. Next on the agenda is old business. Does anyone have any old business that they would like to reference? I don't think we had anything. How about new business? Okay. Our second call to the public. Andrew, you want to reopen the line, please?
Sure. The line is open if any members of the public wish to comment.
Silence is golden.
Okay. Anything else anyone wants to bring up before we move on to our next meeting at noon? All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, David.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second, Mark.
Second by many. Great. Meeting's adjourned at 10:34. Talk to you all in an hour and a half.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Care.